up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the same thing too.
Welcome to Atlanta Life Radio, the best in talk radio, with shows that cover topics to feed your mind, body, and soul. And now we present the Up to Me radio show with your host, Gabby G, and today's special guest, Ms. Kim Crable, founder and president of Roses and Rainbows Ministries, Inc. So let's get this conversation started. Good morning, Gabby G.
Good morning. Good snowy morning to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well in the 28-degree weather here in Atlanta.
I know. We're experiencing the same. And it's a little windy here, so I just want to put it out there to the listeners that I'm sure you're all probably in the part of the country as well that's experiencing some kind of precipitation and some weather and snow. And here in Philadelphia, where we're broadcasting this today, we're experiencing a blizzard, and we do have some hefty winds. So if for any reason our power cuts out, I do have my cell phone available here. Just please don't hang up. We'll be with you in just a moment. So with that being said, I just believe that the Lord is saying that this is the year of breakthrough, and I hope all of you today are believing for yours. Thank you for tuning in and joining me at Up to Me Radio, where the voices of the self-empowered are heard, and that means you. I'm your host, Gabby G, and if this is the first time you're listening to the program, my mother used to call me Gabby Gale as a little girl because I was born with a gift of gab, a trait that both my husband and son can each attest to. But I say that's okay because I believe that one's greatest weakness is also one's greatest gift. So if you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me because we have one amazing and inspirational guest in our lineup this morning. Each week, I will welcome our guests and invite you to join me in conversations on various topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I am blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. We will also have a very special segment in our show for you to share your Up to Me moments when you faced your reality, found your courage, and made a decision for action to make a change in your life. Here at Up to Me, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. I cannot express that enough. Please don't feel shy about participating in our program. We really want to hear from you. I also want to express a special thank you to Mel D, Allie Ward, and the entire Atlanta Life Media team, and to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up. You can hear the song in its entirety at the close of our show, and if you like it, please let me know by sending me a message on our Facebook page. Send it to Gabby at Atlanta Life Radio, and in a future show, we will provide you with details of how you can purchase the song. If you want to join me in today's discussion, please call in now to get the on-air caller cue at 347-324-5246, and let me repeat that for you. The number is 347-324-5246, and press the number 1, then hold on and enjoy the show, and we will bring you on air shortly. Well, I believe there is a large misconception within the hearts of people, largely women, that we are all alone in our sufferings, our past hurts, experiences, mistakes, and sins. We tend to wring our hands with regret and store up resentment and unforgiveness towards others and ourselves. We tell that woman in the mirror that we are unworthy to be used by God as we go about our busy day, working, caring for our families, running our errands and church socials. But the truth is revealed to us in the Bible's book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2, which states, "Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." In short, God never intended for us to bear our burdens alone. My guest this morning is an authentic Christian trailblazer, trailblazer for this truth, impacting and healing one woman at a time as the founder and president of Roses and Rainbow Ministry, Inc. and Community Coffees. She is an author of 7 publications and devotionals, including her best-selling Burdens to Blessings and Cherished, with 3 more works currently in progress. She has also traveled nationally for more than 20 years, speaking at retreats, conferences, and Bible study groups, and has made several appearances on national television and radio alike. Please welcome into my virtual coffee house this morning the beautiful and accomplished Miss Kim Crable. Welcome, Kim, and thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Gail. I could just listen to your voice all day. What an honor it is to be here with you and just to share in this beautiful vision that you have. Everything that you said leading up to that was so powerful and so filled with God's truth. So thank you for this great, great opportunity.
Oh, well, I appreciate that so much. You're so kind. And happy birthday, by the way. I heard you had a birthday this week.
Well, I did. Thank you. It was a great day. You surprised me with that, yes. It was a great day. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you. And you know what? I wanted to just ask you about your title, because Roses and Rainbows is such a sweet little title for your ministry. How is that name significant to you and your story? And would you mind sharing that with us?
Oh, gosh, I would be delighted to, Gail. The Roses and Rainbows, it truly is. It's a true story. It came from real lives. And it really is. It's a beautiful story of brokenness that truly had a breakthrough. So many times when we feel broken or hurt, we think that we have this misconception of God. I believe so many times, I think that we forget that God is a God of all grace and not a got you God. And so this is a beautiful story that shows the life of my mother. It begins with my mother, and it continues on with my life. But it's a beautiful story of where mother's life. I don't know how many of our listeners today feel a little disappointed with life, or life has not taken them where they thought it would take them. How many of our listeners may be thinking, oh my gosh, if I had not made that mistake, or if this had not happened, then I would still be worthy for God's work in my life, because we all have heard that scripture of Jeremiah 29:11 so much about God has a plan for our lives. And, you know, my mom thought that plan had escaped her because of some things that had happened. And quite honestly, so did I. And as I travel, I see that so many women feel that way. But the story of Roses and Rainbows is about everything that I just talked about, without getting into particulars because we don't have time, but that my mom and I had a very hard relationship because of so much hurt. You know, sometimes it's easy to blame those who are the less guilty, because they are more willing to take it. And with some things that had happened with my mother and I, we were so estranged, and so many things happened that caused me, actually it was the birth of my second son that made me realize a mother's love, and how even when things aren't perfect, that perhaps we have another view, another option in life to explore. And quite honestly, that is really God's option, seeing it from his eyes rather than ours. And God began to show me my past, my hurts, my abuse, my anxiety attacks, my addiction to diet pills, and all those things that I blamed on my mother were really just a way of me dealing with things that my heart needed to deal with. So the first thing that I did as an adult, as I began a new journey with God, was I sent roses to my mother. It was a beautiful Valentine's Day that I sent them, and it was an act of repentance. You know, mother, will you forgive me? Can we start all over? I was a child. I was a teenager. I didn't understand. Life was not supposed to be beautiful. And within just a few hours, Gail, she called me. We were living in different states. And, you know, all I could hear was her sobbing on the other side of the phone. And I tell women when I travel, sometimes, and most of the time, forgiveness takes a while. It steps. But when God knows that there's not enough time, forgiveness can also happen instantaneously. And that's exactly the way it did with us. Because from that moment, 9 weeks after that, we were actually burying my mom. She had cancer that we weren't aware of, and she only lived 9 weeks. And at her funeral, it was very dark and dreary, and it was just it was one of those times where, and I know the listeners understand this, you think, oh, my gosh, I felt like God is just getting ready to do something great, and then there's another disaster. And it throws us off because, again, we're not familiar enough with God's word or really trust his word enough. But as we drove away from the funeral that day, in that darkened, rainy day, I just closed my eyes, and I remember my husband going, Kim, open your eyes, look up, look up. And we all need those people who say, look up. And I did. I looked up, Gail, and there was some, every dark cloud had dissipated, and there was the most gorgeous rainbow from horizon to horizon. And in my own self and in my mind, I knew God was saying, don't give up on my promises. Don't give up. Don't let this world, don't let the things that are happening, your circumstances, your situations, don't allow them to make you give up on me. And it began a beautiful journey, and that's why everything I do is under the umbrella of Roses to Rainbows. And it's a tribute to my mom, but more than that, it's a tribute to what God can do, the beauty he can bring to the brokenness, and the life that he wants to give to those things that we think are dead.
Mm. That's an incredible story, Kim. And you know what? I am, in listening to your story and our previous conversations that we had, you know, the Holy Spirit prompts us to do things, but unless we put that into action, like I was saying in my intro, unless we put those things into action, that's because that's where I think the blessings are, but we have to step out in faith.
Yes.
And your story to me is one of, and I just want to commend you and tell you how proud I am of you, because your story is, to me, is one of not just faith, but of tremendous, tremendous courage. Mm-hmm. And I think about how much courage it took for you to, as a teenager, you said, to send your mother those roses.
Well, actually, I had gone beyond my teenage years. I actually had my two sons. I had to have those children to really understand the relationship of a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a child. That's actually what God used to begin to chip away my very hard heart. It was the teenage years that were some of my hardest years. But we'll talk about that later.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted people to understand that, because I said earlier about the but you were talking about the courage, Gail, you know, and you had asked me earlier, you know, where did I get the courage to do that? You know, and it's the same access to every listener that is today. Mm-hmm. My courage just came from God. I became so desperate to live life awake, so to speak. I felt so clouded by depression and by, you know, just feeling so worthless. Even though, here's the crazy thing, I was leading a women's ministry, Gail. I was Miss Socialite. I was doing everything right. And that's why I know, as women, as church leaders, as ministry leaders, as moms, as businesswomen, as lawyers, as judges, as wherever we are in life, we know how to dress it up and pretty it up. We know the right mm-hmm. words. But my heart was, how do I personally make the connection that I need to make? I knew that I was a born-again believer, but I didn't know how to take my life and make it something beautiful, as God said. I didn't know how to go, you know, God says, I not only gave you life, I gave you the abundant life. I mm-hmm. wanted to go from breathing to living breathlessly for Christ. And I knew the Bible scriptures. I knew what the Bible said. But, Gail, I didn't know how to make it connect. I didn't know the how-tos. And that's what this ministry is about. I want to go into the how-tos. I want to find the courage to say, God, if this is what you want me to do, then fill me with the courage and give me the umption about myself to just, you know, take a blind step if I really believe this is you. Gail, the last words my mother said to me were, don't live like I'm dying.
Wow.
Those words penetrate my heart every day because what she was saying to me was, Kim, find the courage. Find God. Keep your eyes on him so that you can live the life that he dreamed that you would have. Be able to put aside your dreams because his dream is so much better.
Better, yes.
Yes,
it always is, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, it's so simple to say that, but sometimes it's so hard to conceive that, especially if you were sitting somewhere in just a puddle of brokenness or a puddle of tears, and someone, I'm sure many women are on the other line, or on this other side of our talking, and they're going, yes, I know what you're saying, Kim, but I'm just not willing to take that step. But, you know, you just take a teeny little step, and you get a taste of how good God is, and it encourages you just to keep walking. He says he has made all things beautiful. It doesn't mean, that doesn't say he might or he will. It's already there. We just keep walking in his word until we get there. Isn't that just the most beautiful, empowering scripture?
Time. He meets you at your place. He knows exactly where your heart is, what you're hurting from. He knows what you can take, what you can't take. He knows how to encourage you, where you can listen to him, and that will encourage you and lead you along. And he never. I love that analogy where the parable where the Lord says in the Bible that he goes and finds that one lost sheep, and he doesn't care how long it takes, you know, to find that sheep, or everyone is important to him, and he knows where you're coming from in your heart.
I love the Samaritan woman so much, don't you?
Yes.
I love the fact that Jesus knew so much about her. He actually was waiting on her at the well when she got there. And that's what I try to describe with when I speak, is that wherever our greatest hurts are, wherever we long for him the most, wherever we feel that he would be critical of us, you know, we get this in our mind. It's so not true. He actually waits for us where we hurt the most. It's our acknowledgement of just saying, you know, this is what happened, God. You know, this was not fair. I didn't deserve this. Or I'm so sorry I messed up. How could I have done that? But God is not the God of condemnation. He's the God that says, that rolls up his sleeves and says, I know that happened, but that's why I gave my life for you. But here's the beauty. Here's the beauty. We can take what you have gone through. We can take what you have walked through. We can take the abuse that you have suffered through, and we can turn that into your passion, your way of reaching other women. You see, we think that we need to have this perfect life to serve him. Who needs a perfect person? We need someone that has walked in our path so that we can truly connect with them. I can connect, Gail, with women with eating disorders. I can connect with women who feel so broken that they don't think that God would even dare consider them. I can connect with all of these different pieces of brokenness, and I can say, no, I know God's word is real, and let me show you how to make it real. I don't want to just throw scriptures at you. I want to show you how God has shown me the how-tos. Let's break this scripture down into steps, and let's figure out how to make this happen. A lady said to me the other day, she goes, oh, I just worry, and I know that I'm just in sin, and I know God's not going to pay any attention to me because he's just said to me, you know, be anxious, don't worry about anything. And I said, oh, dear child, but have you read the rest of that scripture? He tells you how. You know, he tells you how to not. He knows we're going to. That's why he tells us, you know, to try not to. And then he says to pray and be thankful and then give him those requests. So I'm all about the how-to. I'm all about the
right.
Let's roll up our sleeves and make this happen.
Well, I would love to that's such a beautiful word because it's full of truth. And How was it that you came about to creating your coffees?
Well, we were living in the heart of the South, and you probably can hear in my voice. I'm not really from Baltimore, even though I've lived here a number of years. There are three things I guess I hang on to from the South: my boys,
Amen.
My cell phone number, and my Southern accent. Those three things. But, you know, I have such a passion to share the truth with women and men. I speak, you know, with men's group as well, but I have such a passion. And when we moved from the Deep South to Baltimore, I wasn't sure how to make that happen because I wanted to share with them that I was authentic and real. But, you know, it comes with so many connotations when you have this Southern accent. So I was trying to think of how I could best present what I do to the women here and for them to accept me. And I took it before the Lord because in the South we just called it Bible studies and people automatically knew what that was. And I'm not saying the ones here didn't, but I just wanted to reach a broader audience. And so I began to pray, you know, God, how do I make this where it's more it's easier on the ear. It sounds more inviting. It sounds fun because I'm all about fun. Listen, we laugh and laugh and laugh and cry at the same time. But, you know, I was thinking how, and he said, well, you know, how did you start this? And, you know, Gail, I began all this after Mother died by, you know, simply reaching out to women that I admired, all ages, all denominations. And I invited 7 women into my home, and I simply said, I just need to share me, the real me. I want you all to hear the heart of what I struggle with. You see the good, you see the organization, you see the, you know, you see all the things that I can do. But let me show you all the brokenness that I have. And so, from those 7 women is actually how we began, you know, began the ministry. But and that's what, you know, it turned into hundreds and then thousands. And so when we moved here, you know, the concept of coffee stayed with me because it's such a comforting thought, which is what I want. That's who God is, and that's what I want the places that I create, whether I speak or create coffees. But coffee stands for, I wrote out coffee, and I thought, how can I use this? And I actually used it as an acrostic. Coffee stands for Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. And that's what I want to do. I want to have a conversation with that matters. I want to create places where women can get together. And we have this foundation of rules. It's not really rules. It's an agreement that we say, you know, when we come in, we only use first names. When we come in, we're not going to talk about politics or denominations or husbands or no husbands. For 90 minutes a week, we're going to have a coffee, and that's a conversation that says, where are you in your faith, and how can I help you get to where you know God wants you to go? And we pull out, it's not a Bible study, it's a study based on the Bible. You see, what God has called me to do, He didn't call me to just create another women's ministry or create another Bible study. My passion, Gail, is to create places based on God's word, conversations based on God's fundamental truths that create a safe place, that say to women what you have been through, and men, what you have been through is valuable to God. Every place that you've been, every mistake that you've made, every abuse that you've suffered, everything that you find dirty and you hate that it happens and you don't even want to talk about it, that God is saying, you know, in Matthew 11:28, God says, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We think that that means just come to me and just sit down and put your feet up and let's just rest a while. Well, it could be that, but if you go into the Greek, there's a whole different meaning. When God says, come to me with all your burdens, burdens right there means a task in waiting. He's saying you have a task that's inside you that's just waiting to happen. Rest means reversal. When you rest, when you give something to God, he says, I want to reverse that. What does he want to reverse? He wants to take our burdens, and he wants to reverse those into a blessing. He wants to, like with a woman that I spoke to at a university one time, she heard my lesson, and she came up to me, and she said, how dare you tell people such lies? And I said, oh, my.
What?
I said, please tell me why you think that what I'm saying. And I knew she had a hurt that she had not allowed God to forgive her or had not accept his forgiveness. And she said, how could you say that? There are things that we do in this world that God could never bring good from. And I said, well, can you just please tell me, can we talk about this? Can you just tell me? And she said, well, I have something that I haven't shared in 32 years, and there is no way God can take that burden and reverse it, as you say. Well, number one, I don't say it. God says it, but she was confusing the facts. But and so what she said to me, Gail, with tears running down her face, she said, I had an abortion 32 years ago when I was in college. And I looked at her, and I said, I'm saying with the deepest respect, but please look where you are. Please look where you are. You say this was something that happened to you in college. Now you're a professor on a college campus. Please understand that God wants to take that deep hurt of yours, and he wants to turn it into your voice to those women who are either contemplating making this choice or who have made this choice and feel like that they can never be used by God again. Please let God take this. Please let him reverse this curse that you feel is on your life. No, that wasn't the best choice, but guess what? We have all made choices that we regret, but God is full of making regrets into rejoiceable moments if we will allow him. And Gail, to this day, that woman, once she committed that and surrendered that to the Lord, to this day she has an open door policy that any person, any girl who is contemplating an abortion or who has had one, that she will walk them through God's word and his forgiveness. That's what I mean when God will take anything. See, we believe the lies. We believe the enemy.
Right.
And my whole passion, everything in me wants to stand on the front lines and just, you know, sit with women and just reveal God's truth and see that hope. Where hopelessness was, I want them to see that God is a God of all grace, and he longs to reverse those in their lives and see them not only living life, but the abundant life that he died to give each and every one of us. And, Gail, I just have to say right now, I know the Holy Spirit is working, and I know that there are men, women, teenagers that are listening. There are pastors. There are women ministry leaders. There are singers. There are moms. There are homeless people that are hearing this message, and they're saying, I don't know. Please, I'm begging you, don't take it from me. Take it from God's word. Just, you know, God is as close as just us saying, Jesus. We call on his name, and he will come to us. Actually, he already is there. We're just not aware of it. And just say, God, if this can be, it's going to be. Just show me the steps, and I promise you he will. He will put people in your life, but here's the secret. It all starts with conversation, and you have to be real with that person. You have to go to someone you trust, and you have to say, this is how I feel. This is what's going on in my heart. And I will tell you, where you think there's going to be condemnation, you're going to get a hug of comfort, and it's going to be the best step that you've ever taken in your life, and it's going to cause you to live the best of the rest of your life. And that is the truth of God's word today. That is his truth.
That's a very powerful, powerful word that you just spoke, Kim. And if you can hold that thought so we can speak more about this, I'm going to go fill up my coffee cup, and we're going to take a short station break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, this is Mel D, and on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we thank all of our faithful listeners. If this is your first time tuning in, we thank you. Please tell a friend and come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without your financial support, this show would not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or want to learn how you can advertise with us, please send our station manager an email, message of interest, complete with your contact information. Send your email to info@atlantalifradio.com. Again, send your email of interest to info@atlantalifradio.com. And now we return back to our program. Gail?
And we're back, and if you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Me Radio. I'm your host, Gabby G, and we're talking with Miss Kim Crable, founder and president of Roses and Rainbow Ministries, Inc. If you would like to call in and be a part of our conversation, you may call 347-324-5246 and press the number 1. Mel D., do we have any callers that would like to join our conversation and speak with Kim?
Yes, we do. So far, we have 2. So we can take our first caller. And if your number ends in 2072, welcome. You're on air.
Hello.
Hello, caller. What is your name? Hello.
Okay. I'll come back.
Is she there?
Okay. Yes, she was there, but let's see. Let's go to the next caller. If your number ends in 0204, hello, you're on air.
Hello? If you can hear me, you need to press the number 1, and that'll bring you on air.
Yes. Good morning. This is Debbie Powers from Gilmer, Texas.
Hi, all the
Debbie.
Way from Texas. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You can go ahead.
I just want to say, first of all, I am such an advocate for Burdens to Blessings, the book, my Bible, and my coffee friends. And I'm just honored to be on this station this morning because I went through this book with my coffee friends in a study session in January of 2015, and it has immensely changed my life. It has changed me as a person. It's impacted my family, and I have lived many, many years believing all those lies and things that get in our head. And I just want to thank the fact that we have a God of second chances, and the fact that this study was brought to me in my life. And it has significantly made me a better person. And I was at the point in my life where I wasn't dead inside. And I wanted to be able to live each day to its fullest and be the person God has called me to be. And this whole study, the whole process has just grown into, I wake up every morning just saying, God, use me. Serve. I want to reach others that feel the same. I'm just so thankful to be able to call in this morning and listen and to hear all these wonderful stories and to listen to Kim share her story, which has given me the confidence and courage to share my story with others and open my heart into being the woman God called me to be.
Oh, Debbie, thank you so much, Gail. Debbie is a friend of mine in Texas. I went to a place called Gilmer, Texas, and Debbie was sitting there, and she just caught my eye right from the beginning. I could see this beautiful woman with such sad, sad eyes,
aww.
And I prayed for that group. And Debbie really allowed, she is one that would tell you that she was allowing things in her past to hold her back. She is, you'd have to meet her. She's vivacious, she's energetic, she's beautiful, but I could see that pain. And going through the study, allowing God to make that transition, actually handing him these burdens, I have seen that woman come alive. She is turning Texas upside down. I was in Dallas a few weeks ago. We are training leadership there to have their own coffees. They're in churches. They're in homes. They're in pregnant crisis centers. She is there is such a boldness and courageousness about her. But here's the thing. She's like the Samaritan woman, which I see so many women. Once that hope is turned on, once women get the truth, there is an energy. It's called the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That comes in us that we must run out into our community. We have such a compassion for anyone who does not. Now, let me tell you, it doesn't mean, remember with the Samaritan woman, it doesn't mean her life changed. Her life was still her life. She had still been married 5 times. She still was ostracized from her community, that the Samaritan woman was. But all of a sudden, she had such a compassion for those women. She went running out saying, come see the man who knows everything. And that's what my desire is for each of us to do, to spread in this dark world, come see a man who loves us. And that's what I see Debbie doing in Texas and Louisiana. It's powerful what God can do.
Wow, that's Debbie. Congratulations to you. And you know what, I'm proud of you for what you're doing and for stepping out in faith. Because to me, it's tremendous to me the amount of courage and faith it takes to begin to authenticate yourself for the good of Christ. I mean, I just thank you so much for doing that. And how did you hear all the way from Texas about Roses and Rainbows Ministries? I'm curious.
Well, it first started at First Baptist Church in Gilmer, and some courageous women who decided, you know what, we need something to get our women together. We need to get or encourage each other as ladies in the church. And so that's how it started, and it was amazing the fact that there were members in our coffee group that were from our church, but also from the community, women from other denominations, maybe even unchurched, that were just looking for the same types of, women to get together and had, you know, secrets and things that they just wanted to be able to get off their chest and just to have a place they could come and fellowship with others and feel in a very safe and warm and loving environment, just as Jesus loves us each and every day.
And you know what I wanted to mention also, because I think this is really important. Kim, you had told me that in your coffee ministries, when groups are forming, that you have the girls sign confidentiality agreements. Is that right?
Absolutely. And Debbie can tell you about this as well. One of the greatest things that we need in this world that I see is we need women who we can talk to and we know without a shadow of a doubt that what we say stays in that group. So along with the fact that we don't talk about denominations or, you know, what you do as a living, the most important thing is we sign within each other an agreement that says what is said here stays here, and we hold true to that. We hold each other accountable,
so
because you can do more damage if someone shares their heart and they don't do that. So we have been very, you know, in my years of doing this in Baltimore, there have only been 3 people that I'm aware of, and we hold each other accountable, that I actually had to go to and you know, we had to sit down and talk about it, because we long. Every woman knows how we long to have a safe place where we can talk about our lives so that we truly can. You see, as long as it stays tucked in our hearts, it doesn't come before the light, and it kind of eats away at us. But as soon as it comes out, we see other people's reactions to it, and we see that we are not alone, and we see that we do have friends. So there's power in the communication, but we have to feel safe before we're going to be vulnerable. And that's a key element, but I'm telling you, it is so easily done. I know some women are thinking, oh no, that could never happen. I and Debbie and every coffee woman will attest to the fact that it happens every week, every day of the week, no matter if it's in a home or a church. Women crave it, and they so long for it that they're willing to give it. So it works, and it's the secret to the power within coffee, other than God himself and the Holy Spirit doing his work.
Yes. You know what? I'm so glad when I heard you say that, that you institute that, because I think you're right. That's key, because
yes.
they do need to know that. And that's why I say that at the beginning of my program. This is a safe and non-judgmental environment. And that's
right.
the other thing, is that what you say stays here, but then you're not judged for it. Because we all make mistakes. We're all sinners. You know, that's why
well,
Jesus came. So. And it doesn't matter the level of your sin or your mistake or your past. You know, it's one's not worse than the other. It is what it is.
And that's exactly right. And there's so many layers to being
mm-hmm.
trustworthy, as you said, you know, the safe place and being able to share, really be able to share for a lot of people the first time ever. And then to be able to see the value. See, we don't see the value in the places that we've messed up, but that's where, you know, like Paul says, in my weakness is where I'm made strong through Christ. In our weaknesses is where other people see God glorified in our lives. And it takes a lot of courage to be able to share. But unless or until we're willing to share, we're never going to reap the true blessings that God has uniquely given to each of us, because he knew how we were going to fall down, but he also knew the beauty of what he was going to make when we were willing to stand back up on his word.
It reminds me of the Bible verse, you know, what Satan means for evil, God means for good, or
yeah.
or that truth. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's the Bible truth. Right. It's what you know, the enemy wants to take that darkness, like you said, but God can bring light to it and bless and heal.
Yeah.
In the process, he blesses other people and heals ourselves through it. But, you know, it reminds me of one of your, and I love this, one of your minute messages that you have on YouTube. They're wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
I
thank
was,
you.
Oh, I was pouring through them like, oh, they're all so good. I don't know which one to pull out.
Oh, thank you.
I just
you.
Love that. I love that. It's like a little devotional for the day. And one of my favorites, though, was on Isaiah 42.
Uh-huh.
Can you share with our listeners the lessons that we can learn on how we can declare our truths?
Oh my gosh, that is such a powerful. There are actually seven beliefs there, and this is the scripture that God led me to when I was trying to decide how to build a women's ministry. He was like, "Oh no, we're not gonna. We're doing something new here," and he used this scripture to show me the new that we were going to do. But I love the way it starts out, where he says to us that we are his servant, and you know, there's no greater calling in our life than to be his servant. And to really take that on and to understand what that means. But one of the things that I love there in that last part in 9, where he says the past is gone, new things I declare, I think that's my favorite part, because really what that means is, you know, the past is gone. It's almost like driving in a car. You see the large windshield before you. That's our future. To every woman listening, that's your future. It's wide open. But what we tend to do is we tend to try to drive backwards using the rearview mirror. We're trying to drive backwards all the time. God says throw that thing into the right gear. Use that little mirror only as a guide to your future. Remember the things that you have learned. Remember the things you have walked through, and let's propel ourselves into our potential by using our past, by understanding that God is always calling us to things that are new. He knows about our past. He knows about the things that have happened. But he's saying to each of us, I know about it, but that's done. That's over. I'm declaring something new. I'm declaring my promises before you. I want to use you like I've never used you before. I want to allow my power at work within you in such a way that you can't even imagine what I can do with you. That's Ephesians 3:20. So that is a powerful scripture, and just remembering that our past is so powerful, but it's only to propel us into the potential of what he has for us. My son, when he was a little guy, one of my sons came home from pitching practice, batting practice. They love baseball. And he came in just mad. Oh, my gosh, he was just kicking his feet and just all down. I said, Trey, what in the world is going on with you? And he goes, Mom, I just don't understand it. He says, we'll get at batting practice, and some of these guys will get up, and the coach will start throwing their pitching practice, and he throws these little easy balls, and, you know, they'll just hit that ball right out of the park, and so, oh, everybody's jumping up and down, home run, home run, home run. He said, Mom, it never fails. When I get up, that coach throws curveballs at me. Every time, fastballs or curveballs. And I said, well, that is a great thing. And he looked at me like, and he goes, Mom, how could that be a great thing? I said, Trey, he's throwing to your potential. He sees something in you that you can't even see. He is saying, if I throw this kid the hard balls long enough, he's going to be able to hit these out of the park when when he's in a real tournament. And see, that's what people are sitting at home going, things that, you know, God's given me too much. God knows I can't handle this. God, you know, well, yes, he knows he can't handle, he knows you can't handle that. He wants you to ask him to be the power behind that bat. He wants us to use all these things to our potential. He's growing us. He's refining us. He wants us to do things greater than we ever imagined. And I'm telling you, Gail, that is the passion of my life. I know it because I lived it. I was that broken woman who were left with the words, don't live like I'm dying. And I'm telling you, it's been 25 years, and I'm still not where I want to be. I'm working every day to get to where I know or I hope that God wants me to be. But every day I can get up and I can say no more regrets. I'm going to use those regrets to help someone overcome theirs. I'm going to use my pain as a purpose and help other women realize their potential in Christ. I am going to make the best of the rest of my life, however God wants me to do it. I laid down my dreams. I want to live God's dream, and that's what I desire so much for every woman. Just lay down your dreams and live God's dream. It will take you. God will meet you right where you are, and he takes us places that we never dreamed we could go.
That's exactly right. His dreams are always, always, and his plans are always more powerful beyond anything that we could ever imagine for ourselves. You know what? I just got word that we have two callers that would
To.
Hello.
Hold on. Let me bring them on. If your telephone number ends in 7773, you're on air. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Let me go to the next one.
Are we pressing?
I think people get shy sometimes.
Or maybe they really don't remember to press that one. I think
one,
that was a great
one. Right.
Yeah, according to my signals, they pressed one. So let's try this one.
Okay.
Your number ends in 5507, hello, you're on air.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you know how I was introduced to Kim and her ministry.
That's fabulous.
I was like in this dead-end job, and I was struggling. You know, Lord, I just knew I had to do something different, and I just like lifted it up to him. Make a long story short, I quit my job, and I was home, and I started, my sister-in-law was always posting these like awesome things on Facebook, so I started following the ministry on Facebook, and then Kim has a devotional that will go out online, and I started following that, so I just put in God's hand, and I took that step in faith, and I went to my first coffee, and I was all,
Oh, you're so dear. It's okay. Yeah. Just take, It's a beautiful thing. So,
It is, Kathy.
It's a beautiful
Kathy.
Thing.
Kathy's just a treasure.
Yeah, so it's just, I think it's building up, you know, the one thing I found about coffee was really important to me was, it's just you're around women that are so encouraging and supportive. and we're all from different backgrounds and different. Mm-hmm. We all have our different stories in our life, but we're all there for a reason, and Christ led us to where we were supposed to be when we were supposed to be there. It's all in His timing and not ours, and we're just all trying our best to just try to listen to His voice and see, you know, where He wants us to go and what His, what our gifts are and what He wants us to share. And I think, you know, it's really important for women to have that safe environment that they can, you know, talk about their hurts and, you know, have women there not judging them, but just encouraging them to be the best person that they can be.
That's,
you know, and, you know, Gail, Kathy is such a precious lady. I mean, so meek, has that quiet and gentle spirit. Mm. But I am telling you, she has a passion for women, and she has gotten to where she will. She went to California with me. We went out to do some filming of my new Burdens of Blessings. It's going to be available on tape. And she went out just to help me. And I, that time with her was so awesome, because I realized inside her is the lion of the righteousness that roars, that's talked about in the Bible. She is so meek, but yet when it comes to sharing her love for Christ, it just flows out of her in such a powerful way. And she's brought so many women into that group by sharing not all the perfections of Kathy, but all the ways that she needed Christ in her life. And that is the magnet, that's the connection, and she's just, God is using her in a powerful way.
Well,
thank you.
I'm just so proud of you too, Kathy, because it takes courage even to call in and just to share your experience and how you got involved with Roses and Rainbows. And Kim, I wanted, before, we're almost out of time here, unfortunately, so enjoying listening to all these beautiful stories, and they're so inspirational to me personally, and I know it's speaking to a lot of the listeners out there, and it's okay if you're shy and you don't want to call in, that's not a problem, but I just want everybody, before we go, to have the opportunity to know how we can get in contact with you if they want to begin a coffee in their area or attend one.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. They can go to our Facebook, the website. It's www.roses, R-O-S-E-S, and rainbows, R-A-I-N-B-O-W-S, .org. That's our website. You can also reach me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. And I do send out free devotionals every day from my Facebook page and my website. You can just follow the links there, and you can do that. There's lots of ways to connect there. And you can also find out about the coffees. You know, we try to make the coffee so easy. We have we have 30 new coffees starting just in this Baltimore area in a couple weeks. But, you know, the way, if anyone's interested, let me tell you, all you need to do is make a cup of coffee, invite a few friends, let me know. I'll send the teaching tapes to you. I send the discussion questions. You cannot go wrong. You pray, and it's a real conversation. Don't worry if you have the right or wrong scripture. I will send the scriptures you need. Start your conversation. You know, God created everything with word. We need to get back to words that matter, words that bring life back into our souls, words that bring back, that restore us to God's truth in our lives, and to restore our homes and our families and our nation. And, you know, it starts with one person. And I tell my girls, if it's going to be, it has to start with me. If you start with that person in the mirror that God looks at, and He goes, you know, maybe your life isn't perfect, and that's exactly the way I want it, because together, mm-hmm. I'm the perfect one. You just tell them about me, and we'll do incredible things. And, you know, from my heart to anyone that's listening, please call me. I will help any way I can. This is my year of travel. I'm traveling places all over the nation and beyond, this year. I'll come if there's 3 people, 30 people, or 3,000 people to help you start a conversation that's based on God's truth.
Well, Kim, you know, you're such a treasure, and Roses and Rainbows is such a beautiful gift to women, and would you please come back to update us on all the Lord is doing with your ministries?
Gail, I will come back anytime. It has been such a pleasure meeting you. You have such a heart for women and for God's word moving forward, and I love your passion. I love you as a person already. I want to do anything I can to be side by side with you, and you can bet that I promise to be praying for you as you move forward and in your way of being courageous, because so are you, and you're beautiful inside and out, and I will gladly do anything that I can to work beside you and the wonderful people that I met, Melinda and everyone in your organization. You're just a godly group, and I just pray and I know that God will use you in ways that even you can't believe in this coming year. So anytime, girlfriend, you just let me know.
I'll claim that one. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll be in prayer for you for your wonderful ministry. And I'm so happy that I was introduced to your organization through Kathy. So, Kathy, thank you. And Debbie also, thank you for your courage to call in and to share your stories. And, again, I just want to say that if you would like to contact Kim to begin or attend a coffee ministry in your area, or if you want to inquire about a personal appearance at your next event, purchase any one of her wonderful, beautiful books or devotionals, or if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to Roses and Rainbows, Roses and Rainbows is a 501c3 organization. You can do so by going to her website at www.rosesandrainbows.org, or you can call toll-free 877-500-8911. Is that correct, Kim? That number? Or you can go on social media, as she said, on Twitter and Facebook. Up to Be Radio will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. when we will launch our new Filmmaker Spotlight segment with Faith Flicks Films director and writer Ms. Sharon Campbell Wilharm to talk about their Valentine's Day weekend release of their new film, Providence. So mark your calendars, meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe, and on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Atlanta Life Radio, this is Gabby G saying take 5 this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. Then come back and share it with us, because you know what? It's your life. It's your moment. It's up to you. Take us out, Mel D, with our fabulous theme song, Wake Up, by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the same.
Peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Then why are there so many? Say, wake up and live. Your life is full of purpose.